Yeah, I've sprinted over to Studio 8 and I'm in the company of the legendary John Spillane. Good afternoon, John.
Lovely to see you, Ray. Great, thanks. Yeah. Lovely time of the year, isn't it?
Isn't
fabulous.
It? Isn't it? And, yeah. it's I suppose it's your time of the year in that the dance of the cherry tree.
My big song is 20 years old this year, Ray. And you know something? Sometimes I feel like I own the cherry blossom trees in this country, man. Yeah. You know, people are ringing, giving me texts saying, I saw the cherry blossom trees, I thought of you, heard the song, thought of you.
Well, so, isn't that lovely, John, that people think of you when they see such a thing of beauty?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I'm celebrating it this year by bringing out a big orchestrated version of it.
Yes.
Ray, and I'm very grateful to the Cork Opera House and the Cork Opera House Concert Orchestra. We had the night of our lives singing there before Christmas, and it's been recorded and I'm releasing it later in the year.
Yeah.
And a load of singles, and the Cherry Blossoms is on the radio again.
Yeah.
Hooray. Well done, everyone. Congratulations. So far, so good.
Well done, you. Well,
thank you so much.
So the new album is called In Another Light.
Yeah, it's me in another light.
Yes.
In a more serious light, like with a big concert orchestra and oboes and cellos and the works. So it's lovely.
I'm sure you've played in front of an orchestra before that, have you?
Well, I tried it once a number of years ago, but I was quite a bit bewildered and a bit overwhelmed. But we nailed it this time.
Right, okay. You were saying before we went on air that you grow flowers.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I love.
So what's the garden looking like now at the moment?
Well, I have a small flower garden in my front and at the side. I have a lot of nasturtiums. I've got the echium. I went to a photo island the other day at a rare plant sale.
Right.
Got a few things. So what have I got? Snow in summer.
Right.
Lithodorium. It's a, you know, I've only got a small garden, but I do love it.
And so rare, you go for rare flowers, do you?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm not that scientific about it, like, you know, but I bought a lot of stuff for my daughter who has the bug now, which I'm delighted, the gardening bug.
Yeah.
And she lives in a lovely garden which has a cliff with covered with hanging elms.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a lovely, lovely pastime.
Yeah, now, because it's 20 years, we can go back a bit and you know, just sort of remember the highlights of the song, because that song has brought you to Japan, hasn't it? The Dance of the Cherry Trees.
Yeah, I mean, the Japanese, the cherry trees come from Japan. And in 2003, when it was newly out, I was invited to Japan and they brought me there. I went with the group Lunasa. I did a tour of seven days, six cities in 7 days. Like, they're mad over there, man. They don't rest, you know. And anyway, they took me to Hiroshima on the first morning, the city of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me to the Genocide Museum. I wasn't expecting that, you know, which was an awful ordeal, I have to say. But I mean, after what Hiroshima went through, they were gifted a tree from every city in the world.
Uh-huh.
And now it's called the City of Trees.
Wow.
Yeah, and the first thing on the 6 o'clock news in Japan, Ray Darcy, is the state of the cherry blossom trees. 60% blossom in Osaka, 75 in, you know.
So it's like the weather forecast.
It is, and then on full blossom, peak blossom, they get the day off.
Right.
It's a national holiday and they go and sit under the trees and sakura, they call it, and they contemplate on the transience of life.
Right. Now, Japan's a long country, skinny and long. So I would imagine that they blossom on different days. So,
they do. Well, that's the whole thing, like 60% in Osaka.
Oh, I see.
45%
in
Tokyo.
So when do they decide when they get the day off? That's the question.
Well, on the peak blossom.
Oh, the peak blossom, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
like 100% blossom.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Like in Ireland, I was up in the Glens of Antrim last week gigging in Cushion Dun.
Yeah.
And in Ireland, there's about a 7 day, you could say, gap between, you know, blossom in Cork, blossom in Antrim.
Right. Blossoms, you know, in Cork first because it's warmer.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Cushion Dun, Cushion Dal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely up there, isn't it?
Well, the Glens of Antrim. Antrim could be the most beautiful county in Ireland.
I told you that one before. I was up there years ago, and as you drive along the coast, coming into one of them, Cushion Dun or Cushion Dal, there's a big sign. I don't know if it's still there. You are now entering a place of outstanding beauty.
Oh!
It actually says it there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice.
Because you had to be told, you know. That's the
thing. Yeah, well, I was up there, and it's 12 miles across to Scotland.
Yeah.
It's only a puck fodder.
Yeah.
Over to Scotland, like, so close.
I can see by you that you're a man who enjoys an audience and you're enjoying being back out.
Yeah, I'm on the road, man. I was in Skibbereen last night singing for Yanks.
Right.
I was in Clifton last week. I was in Cushion Dun, which was a wonderful trip. So here, there and everywhere, out and about.
Do you have a set list or do you just top of the head stuff?
I don't have a set list, but my set is actually very together at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm inclined to follow a trail of songs and I could go off on it, you know.
Yeah.
But I try to do the best ones when I can.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do for us now?
I've been asked to sing the Dance of the Cherry Trees.
If you don't mind, yeah.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
me tell you about the cherry trees. Every April in our town, they put on the most outrageous clothes and they sing and they dance around. Hardly anybody sings or dances. Hardly anybody dances or sings in this town. On behalf of me and the cherry trees, well done. Well done, everyone. Well done, everyone. Congratulations. So far, so good.
Well done, John Spillane. Well done, John Spillane.
Thank you, Ray.
And an orchestrated version of that song is on John's new album, In Another Light. In Another Light. And John is on the road. The Mall Arts Centre in Youghal. Mall in Youghal. May 15th. DeBarra's out in... You love it out there in Clonakilty.
Once a month, yeah. Residency with my band.
June 2nd, Mount Shannon Arts in Mount Shannon, June 4th. The Barn at John of the Mills in Drumbane. Is it Drumbane? Drumbane.
That's a great spot. Jim of the Mills in North Upper Church, North Tipperary, right. The Hidden Ireland.
Right, yeah. Hotel Doolin, June 10th. Doolin Folk Festival, June 11th and 12th. And the Snug Bar at Athlone, June 15th. It's a worldwide tour. Worldwide tour, yeah.
It's lovely to tour Ireland and go to these lovely places.
We're looking to get back on the road, and I've lovely memories of you down in Clonakilty, actually. And
the railway village?
Yes, the railway village.
I told my joke, I went down a bomb.
Yes.
Well, I tell it, what's the difference between a musician and a pizza? A pizza can feed a family of four.
You see, there's a darkness about that. That's what makes it funny.
I know, the old ones are the best.
Yeah. And you sat in the corner and you were like the house band, and you just whenever there was somebody on, if there was something plaintive, you would play a little plaintive tune.
That's right. That's
and if
right,
you knew that an interview was coming to an end and we were saying goodbye to somebody, you'd play them off, which is lovely. We'll have to do that again.
Incidental music.
Incidental music by John Spillane. Right, John's going to stay with us and he is going to play us out at about 4:25.
Fabulous.
For the meantime, thank you very much. John, we'll take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.